Track 14, and I was looking for some new jokes to close this edition with, and I came across a couple that I thought were worth sharing. The first reflects the times. A man was overheard saying, "I'm a walking model of the economy. My hairline's in recession, my waist is a victim of inflation, and together they're putting me in a deep depression." That sounds rather familiar. But here's one that apparently a pair of 8-year-old twins found rather funny.
A customer enters a craft chocolate shop and asks if they could make a chocolate model car for them.
Sure, no problem.
And can it look like the VW Beetle that my dad had?
Nice idea, no problem at all.
And can you make it so that the chocolate doors open and you can see the interior detailed in chocolate, like with a plastic model car? Same with the bonnet and boot.
That'll require some planning, but I think I can manage that.
And I would like the wheels to roll, and if I turn the steering wheel, then the wheels should turn as well.
That's fiendishly difficult in chocolate. I'll need to carefully plan and experiment.
And finally, can you make it so that the chocolate windows can move up and down when you turn the handles?
Oh, boy. That's insanely difficult. Give me 3 weeks and I'll try my best.
3 weeks later, the customer returns, and indeed, there is a lovely chocolate VW Beetle model on display. The chocolatier proudly shows it in all its glorious details. Interior, wheels, steering wheel, windows, everything works perfectly. And after the demo, he asks,
"Shall I put it in a nice gift box?"
"No, no need, thanks. I'll just eat it here."
And finally, I heard this on television a few weeks ago. You may not know this, but I collect antique weapons. For some reason, my wife has started putting glue on them.
Why on earth would she do that?
I've no idea, but I'm sticking to my guns. Well, that's it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed what we've brought you. And it's time for us to say our farewells for another week. It's farewell from Charmaine.
Goodbye.
From Beryl.
Bye.
From our sound engineer, Len.
Bye.
And it's farewell from me, Brian. Please, as always, do take care of yourselves. Until next time. Bye.